Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Are you hungry for adventure?
Do you crave hilarious and perilous tabletop campaigns?
Don't bother rolling perception, pal. We've got you covered.
Behold! Dungeons and Doritos! Nerdy Show's epic tabletop audio drama! A cinematic serial of mayhem-filled, morally questionable quests at dungeonsanddoritos.com.
The following program is presented by the Nerdy Show Podcast Network, geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is brought to you by the generous support of listeners like you. To learn how you can support this and other fine geek programming, visit nerdyshow.com. All right, guys.
Hey.
Hey. Yeah.
Do you realize that this is the 10th session?
Well,
of
dude.
Echoes
wow.
of the Star Crypt.
Yay. Shiver me timbers.
The big 1-0.
This is now like the fifth longest RPG campaign I've ever been in.
Yay.
So you guys are in it. You entered your first dungeon or pseudo dungeon, you know, your underground area where you have to figure something out before you get out. Where we last left you, you just defeated those vengeful and dishonest spirits.
Extremely.
Yeah, lied to you about the amount of danger that they presented. That occupied this unearthly cavern.
You just can't trust a trespasser, you know? When all these fish people break into Guff ruins and start throwing shit around.
The fish ghosts?
Yeah.
Fish ghost, coast to coast.
Wow.
Except the outside of the coast instead of the inside of the coasts.
Mm.
Like what space ghost?
Oh, I see.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Their world looks different.
For sure.
The light that was keeping the mist lit, you guys took it out.
Yeah, we did. Smashed it.
Now it's dark, and your torch that you had behind you was providing some light other than the light provided by Esmond's abilities. You heard the giant moaning underground that you'd heard in the previous cavern, and the torch went out.
Well, can Liam turn it back on? Can you turn it back on?
I mean, not if there's something in the way.
Turn your light on so we can see if there's something in the way.
I think I think we're going to go the other direction as fast as possible.
But I can't see that way.
We're just going to go.
You can't see anyway.
We're just going to go.
Can you lead the way?
Yeah.
So you become not the human torch.
Lizard
the alligator torch.
Right. And just start running?
Yeah. I'm going the other direction. Yeah.
So fine. you guys are hustling like as fast as you can?
Yeah.
We're making good moves.
I got a sprint plus 3.
Yeah, we're going up slope.
Up slope.
Or are we going down slope?
Yeah, 4 degrees.
So you're going uphill.
Is it increasing the degrees?
Yes, it is.
Whoa.
So ahead of you, you feel the ground beneath you start to tilt further and further upward as you traverse, but it's still navigable.
Okay.
For hundred feet that you guys are sprinting away from whatever's behind you. And you come to, in the darkness of this place, lit by the yellow light of Esmond's flames, you come into a four-way intersection that's large. The roof of the intersection is domed, and you see around you, other than small structures that are about waist and head high individually, litter the area, and everywhere you look is a scene of carnage. There are
half-eaten deer everywhere.
The ground is just sprayed with ash in multiple areas.
That's Esmond's side.
Right, there's broken glass that looks like it was used for potion jars. And there's the remains of multiple bodies. There are several dead beasts, some of the blind lizards and scorpion symbiotes that you guys came across. That some of you came across.
Grody fuckers.
There's a roasted beetle swarm on the ground. Just looked like it was...
Is it fresh?
Yeah, you can smell it, too. Like, other than... I mean, you smell Esmond as well. Because I don't know if you smell like kerosene or just like ozone. Like, I have no idea what...
Can you talk when you're making fire? Does it come out of your mouth?
What?
Does fire come out of your mouth?
When I fire blast.
Oh, well, how does fire normally come out of your
when
mouth?
When I pre.
You how does it normally come out of my mouth?
Well, how does it normally come out?
What do you mean?
How do you make fire?
Many ways.
Yeah, but like how? I'm trying to visualize it. Are you like
a Charmander?
You
have to be more specific in this.
Are you like a Charmander? Does it come on your tail?
Sure, why not?
Okay. Mm-hmm. I wasn't sure if he like breathed fire and that was the only way he did, but how
could
he
talk? It's like a
firebender,
man. He can just throw it out of anywhere.
Oh, but
he just does it with his mouth as like kind of a flavor action.
I think he is tasked this evening with describing his actions.
He gets a funny feeling in his cloaca. And then it spreads.
Is that pre?
Yeah.
And post.
Would you call it a burning sensation?
None of you have medicine, right?
No. That's been the source of all your powers.
Like, this whole time has been a magical STD.
You're like Wolverine. Like, what you see is not your real power.
Okay, sorry. So are the beetles fresh?
All of it's fresh.
Can I eat it?
I mean, you can do whatever you want.
Hold on.
I mean,
do we think cooked. We're... Are we being chased?
Galen?
Or did we just move away from a noise? It's like, did we hear anything that sounds like we're being chased?
Yes. Well, you heard like skittering. Fuck. Behind you.
What's the size of the chamber when?
Let's say it's about 40 feet high.
Oh, fuck.
Too big.
At the top of the dome?
Yeah, at the top of the dome. The other...
Does it feel like we're in like a little village?
It does not feel like a village.
Like a tiny village. There used to be one in Florida, you know.
It feels like you came across the remains of a giant plumbing system almost. Except for when you get in this area, there's like devices and stuff that seems almost incomprehensible. Very smooth. It looks like it's made of the same material that the floor is, but different colored. Mm. And very faded, but also it's been blasted with fire. You ever see images of like clean rooms?
Yes.
No. I haven't been.
I don't clean.
like a laboratory, like a clean room.
No, say laboratory.
Yeah, laboratory.
Laboratory.
This is an RPG. You ever seen somebody using electron microscope? And the room that they sit in with all the weird flat devices and things like that? Okay. Well, it looks like that.
So like Dexter's lab?
It doesn't look like any... There's a lot of science
Okay. That's fine. That's all I need to
An
know.
An abundance of science.
Like future, somewhere... There is a lot of science.
Somewhere they would produce microchips.
But you would see it as... obviously, like, these don't even look like machines. I'm trying to equate something similar. They look like... They're not even knocked over compared to everything that happened in this room that was clearly done by somebody else. These are just upright. Some of them are half height. Some of them are your height. And that's it. And they're just scattered around, but fixed, stationary. And they're also at an angle.
Like a kiosk.
Kind of like like a kiosk, except for there's nowhere to stand.
Hmm.
Can I put in my amulet inside it and teleport?
You don't see a notch for anything.
Frick.
So, is it
kind of like when McDonald's had N64s?
What the fuck? So anyway, are we going left?
No, hold on. I'm not done. You guys have been interrupting me nonstop. All right. So you also see a giant spider that's been blown apart.
Is it just the legs?
No, you see legs.
It's like that time that you ran that spider over with the vacuum.
It was sleeping.
Suddenly there was a lot more spider that needed to be cleaned up.
That was a good memory.
If you had to guess, it would have like a 20-foot leg span.
Oh, that's a lot of fucking spider.
Mm-hmm. And there are also, as you look around, 3 dead members of the Way Forward.
Oof.
That you've never seen before.
But,
how do we know their Way Forward if we've never seen them before?
Because they wear the blue and white robes and they have the amulet around their necks.
Find a lot of dead one of those around.
They got
which way?
But not the one I wanted dead.
Yeah.
Do the Way Forward people have anything on them that I can take?
Now, if you're going to take time to look at them...
I'm going to say, guys, what about behind us?
Yeah.
I want to look inside.
You're like, pause.
Yeah. We're at an intersection. There could be a stop sign.
While she's searching.
Have to go.
Yeah. So we still hear things approaching from the back. Okay.
Yeah, they're not moving as fast as you did, but they're coming.
Shit. Right. Which way were the beetles heading?
It's hard. The beetles were clearly doing something here and were murdered by the members of the Way.
Okay. It's not like they were trying to escape something.
This is like the mummy.
It's
We're going
to
get eaten by beetles.
Also, beetles, we mean like...
Actual just big bugs, not Tiktani people.
John, Ringo, right? Paul.
Yeah.
No, that's what I meant. Are we talking about bugs on the ground or Tiktani?
No, George? Bugs on the ground.
Oh, okay.
Just like the Beatles, and they're like British Invasion.
No, it's like
they're
the,
from Liverpool.
It's the vultures.
I got lost here looking for the octopuses.
I got a hole in me pocket.
Sorry. Okay. Yeah, I want to look through their pockets.
Okay, you start looking through their pockets.
I put my
you
back
find
to her.
A battle because shit is chasing us. Yeah.
I have speed. I can go very fast.
That's just you.
Bye.
So we'll leave you behind. Bye.
Yeah, you can catch up, apparently.
And I have leap.
Left. We're going left.
They're clearly wearing items that you would assume have magical significance. But it's up to you what you do.
Need to know what the things are.
Well, if you're going to take the time to do this, we're going to enter combat.
Yeah, whatever it is, it did not help them. So
it might have helped them quite a bit. Yeah.
To the left.
Yeah, you know what? I still want to look through their pockets, but if there's something cool in there and we could have used it in a battle, I'm going to hold it all over your guys' heads.
Fine.
You guys take a sharp left.
Yes.
Start running down this identical, but now you are no longer tilted.
Okay.
Hallway. You come across what looks like it used to be a gate that closed off an area, and it's been blown apart from the inside.
Oh. Blown towards us.
Yes, blown towards you.
All right, so whatever did that is already on the in the other direction.
Not ideal, so let's not think about it. Keep going forward. Yeah.
Okay, you run forward, and you see several members of Clan Nargabar.
Whoa.
Tending their wounds.
We'll
say there's six of them.
Hey, guys.
I'm on fire, so I'm guessing they see us.
They definitely see you. But they have their own light, but it's smaller because they're trying to be unseen.
These were the people that were missing the children.
These were the smoke dancers.
Yeah.
But also, yes, missing children.
Yeah. Not Clan Bryrick, which is the one who gave us the job.
Got it. Okay. Mm-hmm.
No, Nargabar we have not had pleasant interactions with.
Okay.
Maybe they'll be a little more friendly now since we're not the biggest problem to them at the moment.
And they're injured.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we can leave them behind and run faster.
We can't just go.
Yeah, let's do that.
Is this a closed hallway?
Just run through them.
Bye.
Excuse us.
Pardon. Sorry. Just passing by.
You might want to come with, actually. Honestly.
You're too nice.
So the room you enter is a giant dome. We're going to say like 100 feet tall at the center. And it is a perfect hemisphere. But the floor is canted to your left, so the south. At the same amount as the hallway that you left that was going north. Uh-huh. They are propped up against some of the other uprights, and they look like they've been through it. To your left and to your right, there are holes in the dome that have been burrowed out, much like the giant hole in the middle of the domes created by the Guff researchers, thousands of feet up.
Should we ask these guys what happened?
Nargabargers.
Like, yo, what happened?
Do you want to do that?
We probably should.
You can just do things.
Okay, yeah, that's what I want to do. Yeah.
Okay.
Do you want to discuss it with us?
No, just do it.
So Gaylene goes up to them after she was walking briskly by, and she sees them, and she puts her wings on her hips, and she goes, oh, yeah, well, what y'all did here, yeah?
One of them, who is tending to wounds, but clearly is not a magical healer. It's just, trying to patch people up. Like, one of them is missing a leg, and this person's doing their best, but there's six people. This person is injured as well. Let's say has a broken arm, is trying to do this all one-handed. So this person is, odds male, evens female. Male, 76 years old. So an elderly.
Yeah, with a broken arm, damn.
Guff gentleman, voiced by.
Middle age for a guff.
Sylvester Stallone.
Kevin Bacon.
All right, here we go. 93.
We want Shirley Temple.
Oh, fuck. Captain Sisko.
Yay!
I don't know who that is.
Just talk about baseball.
As though I'd ever seen a baseball game before.
Isn't the baseball person who talks about being a hot dog?
You're thinking of Harry
Carey. Harry
Carey.
Yes is the answer to that. Yes.
All right. I mean, he is 76.
Is he a voice on your list?
Not yet.
You're welcome.
All right, so he's Captain Sisko. He says, I am Trilden.
Had some shit happen to you, huh?
Well, we followed you down, and when we got to the bottom, we saw you were engaged in combat, and we thought we would sneak and head the other direction, and maybe get the drop on you. And when we went in a tunnel, we found this room. And then it attacked.
First, dick move. Second, what attacked?
It was horrendous. It was enormous. It created these tunnels, and it was hungry. There were 13 of us when we came down.
Well, shit. Glad he ate a bunch of you since you were trying to fuck us up, huh?
Can Obi help, like, fix them?
Why? They're yeah, bad. They
we don't know
us.
That.
They yeah, just they said they were trying to kill us.
Yeah, but they could be trying to kill them, not us.
They said, literally, so
they
we
said
came
we
in
were
to
going
attack
to get
you.
The drop on you.
They could be trying to get the weasel. But, you know how he is.
But you also, you guys know that they don't know what you know about the children, about who's responsible.
Oh, by the way, have you ever heard of Howard and Howard?
No.
Well, they had at least one of your kids.
And they killed it.
Why should we believe you? I don't understand. This is... If you're going to kill us, just kill us. It should be easy.
Well, luckily, we already killed that monster that you were fighting. And the cave's all clear. If you guys need to get out of here, go back to the rope. Everything's just great.
I don't think...
We're not going to waste, like, our time killing wounded Nargabar. Just go on back to the rope. Everything's fine.
I don't see how you could have killed them so quickly.
Mighty warriors? You know, Nargabar wouldn't know Kelton. About that.
Could you describe it for us?
The thing we already killed?
Kelton, I will fucking barbecue you.
See, that's what he did to the monster.
Oh, yeah, we had a tussle, yeah, but could you describe your...
what was your experience like?
Your friend for us, yeah, the one who tries to kill you, yeah?
The one we already killed.
It was hands and teeth.
It was made out of, like, baby doll hands, yeah?
No, they were giant and clawed and hooked.
Which way did this thing go?
It went north.
But we heard something coming from the south.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Seems like a lot more than one thing.
We know it loops back in around itself.
When they came down, if you can picture this, you guys came down the rope in the center, and then mm-hmm. you moved forward several hundred feet, started fighting with the spirits.
Yeah.
They, during that time, came down, saw you, slid down the rope, and went south towards the direction of the slant, and they found a tunnel that led west. And they went in the tunnel, and it curved northward and brought them to this dome.
What's our goal? Are we trying to just investigate? Are we trying to find Forsha?
We're looking for Forsha.
What if the hook hands is right. Forsha?
That would be really distressing.
I don't know. Especially
for you.
Have Obi and I ever seen Forsha?
No.
Oh, so it could be hook hands.
All right, Nargabar, I got two questions for you.
Ask away before you kill us, you brigands.
One, you attacked us.
We never even engaged
All
with
you.
All
right, you wanted to.
I'm just,
stop.
That was 2 days ago.
Hey.
Where are our children?
We're trying to figure that out.
We told you the Howards killed them.
That the Howards were after. We're uncovering things. You're looking for your kids, and you think we have them, like, buried down here?
We just want answers.
Do you think we left them in a cave with, like, our name written on it or something?
If you don't shut up right now.
Okay. Question two.
Yeah. And now I'm so angry at you, I don't remember it.
Okay. Were you going to ask them if they've seen someone that looks like Forsha?
That's it.
Okay.
Thank you, Paul.
Have you seen a half-crazy Wolverine lady?
Well, no. We haven't, but we did hear about her before we came here.
What'd you hear?
There's this man who came to our village and tried to rally us and... We told him to go.
Suck eggs.
Yeah, to go suck eggs. And we turned him away, but he...
Crex dude, tall, condescending asshole?
No, he was a Tolden, and very unkempt.
Oh, yeah, I know that guy.
Is that Bolivar?
Harumbo.
Yeah.
Bolivar. He tried to get us to come with him. He said you guys were heading into the earth here, and that's what brought us, but...
How would he know that?
Yeah. Weird.
It's almost
he had several members of the Way Forward with him.
Also weird.
Remember when I was going to push him into the hole?
Yeah, you should have done that.
Yeah, that should have been. Should have done that.
Yeah, I liked that guy a lot more when we were talking to him. And, well, not that I liked him particularly well, but I really don't like him.
He's like a trickster spirit.
All right.
Yeah,
Let's west. Want to go where? North? Where do you want to go?
Well, north is towards the big monster. South would be the cave
right back
that
to where
loops
we
back
started,
around that
yeah.
they came in. Mm-hmm.
Is there still something coming behind us?
You don't hear it right now. You've only spent, let's say, 30 seconds doing this. And you know that you move faster than whatever that sound was.
Guys, gnarled metal staircase. Am I the only one remembering that?
Yeah, I definitely remember that. I imagine if we're getting close to it, we'll know.
North sounds good. Away from those guys, right?
But
what?
Those Fakakta guys.
Those Fahugwa guys.
Yeah. But the fucking
Wugu gods?
For like the Naga burgers.
Come on, Fahugwa gods.
You went full strong bad.
Was that just strong bad? Yeah.
Towards the big monster though. That's the plan.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably ways ahead.
But you never fought a big monster?
While actively running from unknown monsters. We've just decided that this one is less scary.
Yeah, you're between a monster and a monster. You just pick a monster.
Yeah, we're going to leave these nerds. Head north.
Hey, Nargabars, like, do you think you could teach us about sneak attacks? Because it seems like you're really good at doing that.
Yeah, you had a little bit of a deceptively get around a guy and stab him in the back thing going on. It was pretty rude.
Literally taunt them before they die. Like, it's not even just leave them to die. Like, we gotta just be so not friends. These guys not friends.
Well, they'd probably be your friends.
Shit. Yeah, Oldie, like, we're nice to everybody. Yeah, we're equal opportunity.
I haven't seen you be nice to like even children yet.
The sounds are still coming.
Yeah.
And you're just going to leave them to their fate?
Yes, yeah. I think we should just go. Hey, do you guys mind waiting here and slowing down whatever is coming behind us?
Yeah, that sounds really helpful.
Is that cool?
You should wish your friends good luck, you know, before goodbye. That way it's polite.
Well, see, they're not really like friends.
But wish them luck.
If I killed them, I would eat them.
Can you please describe them as you're fighting them? So we could at least get an idea of what was chasing us as we leave this room.
Just go ahead and yell out what you see.
Have you seen the movie Taken? They're going to take you.
I have a very specific set of skills.
That must be why we haven't seen them yet.
Plus for momentum.
That was so harsh.
Especially as the only healer.
Oh, man. Y'all be nice. I don't want to hear about it on the way home.
All right, gents. Let's go.
It's a good thing we don't have an alignment system.
Wait. Being a dick to your enemies isn't an evil act.
Leaving helpless people to die who've surrendered is.
What are we going to do? Carry them? We're already barely outpacing this thing.
We could just stand and fight the things coming.
You could. No, it isn't even... I mean, I'm not shaming you for it. I'm just saying it's good that we don't have one because this is a funny moment.
These guys are going to heroically... hold up whatever's chasing us, and we go north.
Yep.
Everyone
sounds great. Agreed?
Your friends are so nice to do that for us,
agreed, but outnumbered.
Hey, guys, do you want this drum?
I have some snacks.
You could play the drum while you die.
Aww,
all they want is the same kids that you're trying to find.
Yeah.
Why are y'all so noble with the kids saving until you meet their parents?
Our camp and killed a bunch of our friends and then built a catapult.
Finished building that.
Yeah.
They tried. That's
because we showed up.
They killed all their friends with a dust tornado.
Yeah.
Whoa, they killed your friends with the weather, yeah?
Well, we killed that tornado.
Galena's gonna wink wonk at Obi because she can't wink. She just blinks twice really hard.
So you travel north, and after about 75 feet of travel, and I'm assuming a brisk pace.
Yes. Yeah.
You hear behind you Trilden. You hear him go, "Here they come! Brace yourselves!" And then you just hear screaming and combat and lots of noises behind you.
They?
Are they describing what the monster looks like?
No.
What assholes?
They are not your friends, yeah?
All right, well, sucks to be those guys.
You travel, I'm assuming, not even looking back or slowing down.
Nope. Fuck off. Yeah, no. No. Nargabar, dude. Fuck them.
And you reach a T intersection. So there, you can continue going north, but there is another tunnel dug as well to the right, to the east.
I'm feeling a right turn.
Let's hang a right.
All right.
What
Let's
do you
go,
think,
gents.
Real boss?
You said right turn?
Yeah, I said right turn.
And what's our other option?
Keep going straight.
Okay. Left?
Not an option.
Right. No, we have no time. Go.
Right.
Right turn.
I decide march. Right turn.
Yeah.
What a good boss.
Good job, archaeologist.
He knows the dirt, you know?
As you take a right turn, you intersect with a hole in the tube that you had left before interacting with the dome. So you double back, and now you're back in the tube. And when you look to your right, you see that you're a few hundred feet ahead, so you can't even make out where the intersection is. But you have a good sense that it's to your right. To your left, you don't know.
So do we think that there's anything on the way forward, people, that could potentially give some insight to Forsha?
I don't know how they got ahead of us.
You gotta check their bodies, bro.
And maybe they have, like, a teleportation rune.
Or a map.
Or a map.
I mean, I'm willing to die.
Yeah, I'm still leaning towards left as well.
I want to check out the bodies. I want to see if they got a map.
Okay, and then everyone else said no.
Who's everyone else?
Same.
Ugh, y'all suck.
Okay. Yep.
Okay, so you head north.
Yep, continuing up the tube.
You come across a T intersection again, but facing the other direction. You could continue forward, or you could turn left, but it is not a hand-dug tunnel. It is a tube.
If we go left, are we, like, turning in, like, a square?
Yeah.
Okay.
Seems about that way.
Forward!
Forward!
Yeah, let's keep going straight.
And as you pass, the tunnel leads left, you hear just, like, a faint sound. It's like a ringing noise. It's hard to place coming from that direction. And then you can see there's a slight light. It's very dim. As you walk past, you hear it fade. Let's say 500 feet of walking past there, and you start seeing blood stains on the floor and then on the walls, scraped along, and then you come to a bulkhead.
Dope.
Is the blood fresh?
It looks a couple hours.
All right, looks like this is as far as we go this way. Let's double back and take that side path we saw.
And I do want to stress, it looks like whoever made these stains, whether it was their blood or someone else's, made it through.
Oh. The bulkhead?
Yes.
Oh.
There doesn't seem to be any seams, like there's a door, but it is flat. So you would assume that somebody found a way beyond.
Can we investigate around for like a switch or a lever or a toggle?
It is smooth all around you.
All around us is smooth.
Throw the weasel against the wall.
What if we all push? All right, I'm three. Everybody push against this wall. One, two, three.
He counted his fingers.
All right.
Okay, you pushing?
Yeah.
And it feels just unyielding, like there's no... You came up against a perfectly fixed stone wall. There's no door, but as you look around the perimeter of the tube that you're in, you see that it's not... You wouldn't know the term welded, but they're not the same piece.
Oh.
Okay.
Can we knock to see if there's a hollow piece, like it's hollow so you can't, like a door?
Mm-hmm. It makes no sound that it wouldn't make, that your footsteps don't make on this stuff.
Hmm.
And this is still the same money material?
Yeah, it feels like a combination of diron and ceramic, but it's hard to place.
Right, okay.
Hey, guys, let's go back towards that light.
Yeah, let's go see what was over there.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Okay, so you turn around, heading back south, down the incline, to the T-junction that you just passed with the noise. Mm-hmm. And you hear that sound again, and there's a faint glow coming from there.
Does it sound similar to the klaxon we heard earlier?
Not even a little bit.
Okay, good.
Turn the light down. Let's slowly approach.
Esmond extinguishes his light.
It is pitch black except for a faint glow down the end of the hallway. And you see that it's very far away, but there are shapes moving past a opening that is causing the glow to glimmer.
What do the shapes look like?
Too far away to tell.
Moving on in.
Yeah, let's get closer.
So you travel down this hallway, and the things that are occluding the entrance are small and luminous.
Mm.
And they seem to be wandering somewhat, not aimlessly, but rhythmically. Like there's a pattern to how they're moving.
They're moving between us and the light?
They are the light.
Are they lightning bugs?
They don't. So because you've met a lightning bug.
Oh, that's true. No, I mean, I saw one that was dead once.
But no, they are not. They don't appear to be Tiktani. Their entire bodies are luminous, like a faint white.
Do they seem to be made of the same like weird spirit things of the things we fought?
No.
Okay.
They're just white and solid looking and glowy?
Yes, but their silhouettes are fuzzy because the light kind of screws with your eyes.
And how far away are they?
Let's say they're 250 feet from the entrance.
Kelton's going to walk towards them.
Is it like bioluminescence?
It doesn't seem like bioluminescence.
Kelton's like, it's just a bunch of things that are the tips of the frill of this giant monster.
Oh, they're very pretty. I want to touch them.
All right, slow down a little bit, Kelton.
He's walking forward with his hands up.
Yep. Ooh. Nope. Slip. Yep. Back.
And as you get closer, you see that these things are between 3 and 4 feet tall. And their shapes are slightly different from one another to be unique.
Just slowly approaching them.
Yeah. Are they pedal? Are they walking?
They are bipedal.
Bipedal, okay.
Hmm. Interesting.
How many of them are there?
It's hard to tell because you can't really make out their silhouettes very easily because of the light they give off. And they're constantly crossing the entrance.
Can we hear them walking?
Yes. The sound that you heard before is getting gradually louder, and it sounds like a chorus of voices, just kind of like very, very ambient chorus with highs and lows that just flows.
Like Gregorian monks?
Kind of, but not as deep.
Mm. Kelton continuing forward.
Yep.
Restraining Kelton occasionally.
Okay.
He wants to grab one so bad.
The silhouettes start to sharpen because of your proximity. They are very childlike in all different races.
This is a kid.
So we're seeing humanoid-like, what we know of
the
sentient races, and they look kind of like that, but okay.
So, and as you can see further in there, you see there's about 6 of them.
And
there are 3 that resemble Guff children. 1 Tolden, 1 Krex, and 1 Hrod.
Hey, are you the dead kids we're looking for?
The chorus stops. And they all stop in their place. And then as one, they turn to face you.
That is some Children of the Corn shit right there.
Yeah, it is.
All right. Got some creepiness happening again.
So I need to get battle order.
11.
Oh, no. We got to fight them. But they're just kids.
Seems likely.
This would be easier.
What are
you ever fought kids? It's real easy.
They have a battle readiness of 5. They roll 14.
20.
You go first.
Yeah,
we'll set this up.
Let's make a flying V.
All right, so you guys are approaching this entrance. It looks like in a flying V formation, and like the Mighty Krex, there are 6 of these creatures that look like luminous children orbiting the center of the room. I should probably label them, huh?
Yeah.
Now that you got a better look at them, it looks like there's a Guff who looks like they're around 12, a Guff that looks around 9, a Guff that looks around 15 that's a female. There's a Krex, a Tolden, and a Hrod on the other side. So you approach. They all turn to look at you. And Kelton, you're up.
Okay, first off, using my strategize roll, can we see if there's anything weird about the room that may be affecting the kids at all or anything like that?
There's a glyph in the center of the room drawn on the floor you can see between their feet.
Okay, and what is it drawn with?
It looks like it's just drawn with paint.
Is it glowing?
No.
I am going to move up in between the 9 and the 15-year-old Guff.
So the 2 closest to the entrance.
Yeah, more towards the 15-year-old one, the bigger one.
Okay.
Get up in their face. I'm going to hold my attack action.
Are you trying to do anything? Are you trying to...
Just get attention on myself, allow the party to kind of move in. Because we don't know if we want to...
Their eyes all follow you as you do this.
Okay.
The Tolden child furthest from you moves forward, steps over the glyph, and stands behind and steps between the 2 Guff that you're nearest. And raises an arm, and with more force than seems possible, brings it down at you. 11 versus your dodge. Miss.
Gaylene shuffles her feathers to sort of puff herself up and make herself feel brave. And she saw that Kelton's new friend tried to give him a high five, but it seems a little bit aggressive. So she is going to go behind Kelton just in case he needs some help.
The 12-year-old Guff cannot see you because the three other children are blocking the view. Circles around behind one of the objects that is in the room, similar to the ones that you saw at the intersection. Okay. And at the room where you found Clan Nargabar. It's a mid-height object. He holds his hand out, and light emanates from him, and a beam of light bridges him and Kelton.
Blech.
14.
Hits.
Oof.
5 damage.
Great.
That's a big die, though.
Yeah. And you hear their chorus reach a crescendo as he does it.
Okay. I've been attacked twice. I save my attack. Kelton's not putting up with this bullshit. Kelton is going to use Warning Strike on the Tolden.
The one who first swung at you?
Yeah.
Okay.
He tried to be nice. Yeah. You know, didn't want to run in swinging. Warning Strike. If the target attacks an ally or disengages, it invokes an opportunity attack. 12.
Hit.
Excellent. 9.
9 damage. It takes the wind out of this. Well, it didn't have a lot of wind in its sails because it's almost comatose except for the slam it did. You see it almost crumple under the weight of it, but doesn't seem to register in its face at all.
Shit's already gone awry. We don't get to be friends with these kids.
I mean, we haven't tried particularly hard, except for Kelton going,
yeah. Well, yeah, but then was immediately greeted by,
two attacks.
Yeah. So Nesbitt is going to exit the tunnel into the room. He's going to loop around Gaylene. He's right alongside Kelton, squared up with the female Guff. Not going to wait around to see how these kids are acting. He probably wouldn't have waited, even if that one didn't take a swing on Kelton. Plunging strike.
Friends don't shoot lasers at friends.
You don't know what a laser is.
That's true.
I have the upper hand. Going for that one-handed sneak attack damage.
Do it.
8.
Miss.
Yeah.
Just kind of lean slightly out of the way. Very sluggishly.
Listlessly. Just,
yeah. Almost like a zombie, you'd imagine.
Or a teenager.
Gaylene sees that Nesbitt needs a helping hand, and she is going to use her attack move. Overwhelming strike.
Are you sure you don't want to start with your venom strike?
I don't know. I want to see what happens.
Yeah, what happens if you kill the kid in this one strike? Will you wish you would have done venom strike?
Poison them slowly over time.
Like lead.
Like, is this the potion we have, like, if they're poisoned and then they, like, wake up and they're, like, little kids again, does the potion we have going to save them?
Good question. I think you'd have to make a medicine check to slow the envenoming. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, like, that's why I wasn't sure I wanted to poison them, because what if they actually...
Good call.
That's a good call.
Interesting. Okay.
I don't know if I want to kill them.
Well, I don't think I'll KO them in one hit.
It's a risk.
Yeah, they're kids.
So 16?
16 hits.
Okay.
And you're hitting which one?
The 15-year-old. So 10?
She crumples.
Double your strength.
Falls flat. The light goes out, and she's a dead child.
Well.
And the light of the others increases.
Spooky. Mm.
We got a Jet Li situation going on, guys.
I understood that reference.
So she's not even out. She is... Dead.
She's the disconnection that this strike brought her ended whatever she had.
Aww, that's so sad.
Good thing part of our goal is apparently to save children.
They said find the kids.
Hey, if you
bring the kids back alive.
If you animate dead children's bodies with evil spirits, what's an adventuring party supposed to do?
But is that the interpretation that we
yeah,
have
do we
of these?
That's the interpretation I got, because if they were regularly felled, they would be knocked unconscious.
So is this like rabies? We check to see if they're already dead by killing one?
Yeah.
I'm just curious if this is how we're going to handle all the kids we come across.
Yes.
Well, I would say you had 5 children that you didn't handle anyway.
Yeah, we saved 5. Pretty good.
It's better than anyone else.
and we're also pretty sure that they
have to be magical and that something is being done to them for that purpose. So this isn't out of left field. True. Well, it's out of left field. It's just, it's in the ballpark.
Does the kid look like they were freshly dead within the past 10 seconds or they were dead before?
Yeah, that's what I was curious about. If it's like this was a dead kid or it's a kid that just died.
It is a kid that just died. However, you feel like the strike that brought it low killed it too easily. And it died instantly. Whereas, you know, you've killed people before. Even if, like, you hit him and that's the mortal blow, it's not like you just cut their life off immediately. Yeah.
Kids, though, are easier to kill, usually.
Yes, but in what I'm saying life. Is, like...
I don't know, man. They're pretty hardy.
They're just easier to catch.
The abilities they're using, is it reminiscent of what Forsha did?
No, it is not.
Damn.
Ooh, good question, though.
Yeah, are any, a good question. Are any of the amulets glowing?
The amulets that you're carrying?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Bummer.
Now, I know it seems like I'm giving you a lot of no answers, but this is information, I promise.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It does matter. Okay. The 9-year-old Guff, from where it stands, holds up its hand and you see a ball of light form in the hand and throws it at Kelton like a snowball.
A Rasen Shuriken.
And hits.
For sure.
Does 8 damage.
Okay.
Ooh.
So Esmond's just seen some crazy... He's guessing magic. He's never seen magic like this before. And he steps through into the open space. The Tolden and the 9-year-old Guff are kind of in a tight spot, and he decides to use Fire Blast.
Okay.
16.
So that hits the 9-year-old Guff and the Tolden.
6 damage.
The Tolden is dead, shuts off like a light switch. Literally. The 9-year-old Guff is awake, and since you're looking in that direction, you did deal damage to it, but you see that one glows and slowly turns to face you, getting brighter.
Can I do a magic check to see if I understand anything about the rune and the type of magic that's obviously being used on these kids?
Yes.
Okay. Sweet. 21.
21. Okay, yeah. So the rune, you know, is a way to anchor an effect. You saw the formation they were in. The rune is probably to get them to congregate in this area. The magic that was done to them, you don't know this magic yourself, but you would recognize it as some kind of soul magic. Very, very forbidden.
Mm. Okay.
You would know, because your check was so good, you would know that it is unlikely that these bodies contain the souls of children anymore.
Okay. That's much better then.
You want
to...
Guys, I think the rune is holding them here. And, yeah, I don't think these are kids anymore.
Oh, good.
Well, that's kind of scary, though, because, like, where did their souls go?
Where
did their souls go?
To heaven.
No, that's only dogs.
You're right.
But all of them, at least.
Yeah, all of them.
Except for maybe one once, almost.
Charlie.
There's a lot of them that shouldn't go there if that movie's to be believed.
Yeah, there was a couple... Just jackass dogs.
Charlie was a bad dog.
How much damage have you taken, Kelton?
3.
Oh.
He has a lot of armor, so...
I'm the rodeo clown. I'm...
That is 100% true.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Aspect of Hope. Adjacent allies gain +1 to attacks, +2 to ally healing received, and +2 to skills. So my scales are going to turn bright, like clownfish, but what's the bright yellow... tropical fish.
Is it a tang? Because there's blue tang, yellow tang. Yeah, okay.
Yellow tang.
Okay. Yeah. I was like, yeah, it's like a blue tang, but yellow.
What would they call that?
Okay, I'm going to move up adjacent to Kelton so that they get the bonuses, and then I'm going to do renewing assault on the Guff. 19.
Hit.
Sweet. 13 damage.
Whoa. Yeah. The kid is deleted.
Okay, and then now...
The 9-year-old child.
Dude, you're enjoying
was already, like, having a hard time with
You're enjoying this so
hey,
much.
Hey, I got the info that I needed. And then can you put a... I need a colored ring. I'm going to put my renew on Kelton. So at the start of your turn, you gain +1, which is my composure, plus your endurance scale.
Plus two,
because as long as you're adjacent to me.
So nice.
So that'd be a +6 at the start of your turn.
That's real good.
That's pretty beefy.
The Krex child. Let's say she looks like a peregrine falcon.
Ooh.
A Hayabusa.
Cutie pie.
Runs up full speed. They're fast. And with her beak, pecks at Nesbitt.
Whoop.
21.
Yeah, that's a hit.
and oh, fuck, she's nasty.
Really? Pecking me with a beak as a child?
At the speed of a peregrine falcon?
Okay, yes, that is very true.
It doesn't even need to peck.
I didn't realize it was
to...
a dash, yeah.
She is empowered also.
Oh, yeah, I had a feel like this brighter... She
does 12 damage.
Ooh, out of 4 on the dice.
Balls.
Whew. All right, glad I'm in hope.
Yeah.
What's your armor?
My armor is 1.
Yikes. What would be the move for holding out your hand on their forehead so they can't move or get to you?
So the Hrod child holds out its hand, and you see magic start to form around its outstretched finger, pointing at Esmond. A bolt, like a gunshot almost, shoots out of it. These children, these 3 children that are left, are very bright and empowered.
Oh, that's a hit.
That's a 20. 7 damage.
All right. That was another big die.
Oh, it was supposed to be a die 4, but it rolled a 1, so...
Fine.
I meant to grab this one. All right, yeah, it's a d12. Yeah, okay, but anyway.
I was like, that was going to be scary then.
Yeah.
Kelton is going to move.
He's going to be healed to full.
He's healed to full.
Yep.
You get 6 to this healing.
And now, does that count as a heal that was done when an ally regains hit points due to a power I've used?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm guarded.
I mean, we probably need to change it to +1 then, if you can have a passive heal.
Yes.
But yes, for now, yeah.
Esmond, would you like to shoot back at the Hrod who just shot at you?
I'm never going to say no.
I think Kelton would like to move up to the Hrod child and hit them in the face, but he's not going to because he's going to leave the group in phalanx. He is going to pass the shot to Esmond. Take the shot.
21.
Hit. +1 is 22.
9 damage.
9 damage. Ooh. And again, almost crumples, but no reaction on his face.
Poor babies.
That's how you do that, kid.
Damn.
All right, and the Tolden kid was supposed to go, but now it's Galen's turn.
If you're looking for a suggestion, the Crex is right there. And she is feisty.
She absolutely is feisty.
That's
mega beat fuck me.
Alright, yeah. Alright. Sorry, Keith. Galen will stay where she's at, but she's gonna try Venom Strike and get the little peckish girl.
She is feeling a bit peckish. Mm. Okay.
10.
10 just misses.
Ooh.
Frick.
Your weapon is now envenomed.
I thought it was only envenomed if I hit.
Nope.
No.
Can she still move?
Yeah. She can also drop her weapon at any time. Just drop it on the ground and leave it behind if she wanted to.
Why?
Just leave it and just move on without it and start a new life as a farmer. She could do that. It's a free action.
That's not sounding so bad right now.
Listen. Do you want to move?
No. Okay. She's good.
If your idea of fun isn't killing kids in a cave, we don't need to be... We don't need to be an adventuring party together.
What, are you a Howard?
Did we have a little bit...
Bam's fighting words.
Did we have a little more in common? I would say maybe.
The 12-year-old Guth is now close to Esmond.
Yes.
Its blank face turns and looks at him.
Hey there, boyo.
He holds both of his hands out, and a larger beam than before comes out to bridge the two of you. You're only one space apart. Natty 19.
Boosh.
That hits. This is the correct die this time. 13 damage.
Oof.
That is a beefy hit, my dude. High beef.
Those He's dice like are, naval laser.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Except Sorry. It's his whole freaking abdomen.
I'm in dire need.
Yeah, I know.
I'm going to also stay where I am, throw a plunging strike at the Krex.
Okay. Wait, nobody is adjacent to the Krex, except for you.
But I am adjacent to Galen.
Does it say to an ally or to the enemy who's also? That's, I just
if
want to
an
make sure.
Ally... Oh, shit. No, you're right. If an ally is adjacent to the target and able to attack. Damn. Gonna have to do that. We have no way of knowing if they're armored. Like, I don't think... It I don't get the impression that they're armored.
They
but,
seem to be wearing, like, rags that are just laid over their forms.
Mm. Helmet splitter, straight down in the skull.
Okay.
Throw 2 momentum.
Oh.
Whoa. All right.
Do it.
Making sure.
So tell me how this looks.
All right. So, I mean, it looks bad because looks I'm fucking, stabbing a little girl on the top of the head.
Awful.
It looks like a grown-ass man stabbing a little girl in the top of the head. I don't know what you want, homie. Shit. still reeling, recoiling from a beak in the sternum, hand high, high overhead, and curling whole body, swinging that blade down.
All right, let's see it.
Whoa. As a, 29.
All right.
I keep forgetting my dexterity. Cool.
Hits.
All right. Three of these guys plus strength. 2, 8, 10.
10?
Yes.
Exactly the amount that it would take.
All right.
She's done. She turns off. Switches off like a light bulb in more ways than one. The other two glow brighter.
A little brighter. I'm going to back up into Obed, and I'm going to hit the rod again.
Okay.
18.
18 hits.
Is that what the plus one for me?
19.
Misses now.
11 damage to the rod.
Dies. Switches off. The last one glows brighter than all the others. It's the guff that looks around 12 years old. And I am sorry, but he's bad news. Just so you know. And
thankfully, he's gone this turn already. I don't want to get closer to that, the scary 12-year-old.
Okay.
So I'm going to use my movement action to move around back behind Galen so I can hit my burning ray across Nesbitt, Kelton, and Esmond.
Not a crit.
Nesbitt gets 9, and Esmond gets 7.
Kelton is going to move right up into the face of this 12-year-old guff, not having this kind of nonsense. Warning strike again.
I'm still thinking that this guy's kind of, at this point, a glass cannon. Like, he probably still has the same health as the others, but probably will nuke us.
Yeah.
Because no one else has seemed to be particularly...
That's true, yeah. Hoping that's the case, that we can...
Me more get than this. Anyone else right now.
Yeah, so we're definitely banking on Kelton and Galen being able to...
But that's point of the warning strike, right?
Yes. Is
that it encourages them
to
hit
you. He'll take an attack of opportunity before he acts.
I'm going to heroically use 3 momentum.
Jeez!
Because we really need this warning strike. 17.
Hit.
Plus 4 is 21.
Miss.
Plus 5 is 26.
Hit. Back to hit.
32 plus my dexterity... 34.
Miss again.
Sorry, guys.
It's fucking petals on a flower.
Should have used
the... God, that would suck.
She hits me.
She hits me not.
D12. Hits for 9.
All right, 9 damage. You feel like this kid is tougher now.
Piss.
Glad I used those momentum.
Galen is going to move in front of Esmond. Helmet splitter.
Okay.
13.
Hits.
Okay. 12 plus 10 plus 4 is 26.
You kill this kid.
Yes.
Before it gets to act.
Yay. Yes.
It was bad news.
Can I see afterwards?
Good. Yes, you can see.
All right.
God.
You're welcome.
You can see right now because it's over.
Holy shit.
What is that?
Range 10, 1 die 12, plus 14.
Wow.
That means if it hits,
plus
minimum
four to hit
is 15
as well.
Damage.
Everyone could die one hit.
Yeah.
On this board.
It was going to do
15
a
15 to 26 damage.
Oh, and
a
it's
beam?
A beam.
So it was up. So
oh,
like
it
a ray
says
attack
beam. Oh, my God.
He's like,
oh, my God.
How would my warning strike have affected him?
You would have gotten a free opportunity attack as it moved into position.
Because he would have...
disengage.
Try to attack somebody else?
Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
And
that's
it,
what I was kind of working
towards. It could have
towards.
Killed it, but like Galen's attack did that. What did you roll on each d12? It was a 12,
a 12, 10, and a 4.
That's gross.
Yeah. Also,
that's well above min. It's well above average.
It would have also
I'm
plus
above
2
average.
For double strength.
What is this smug face you have right now?
She just did amazing.
She just destroyed.
Yeah.
Would you like to describe how it happened?
Don't describe murdering the 12-year-old kid, please.
I would like to hear this snack that she just prepared.
Yeah. Fuck.
Galen doesn't eat minors.
That's a weird line in the sand there.
And I'm spending my last chaos point.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Large monster awakened.
Ah,
it didn't say it was in the cave.
It could be anywhere.
Or maybe it was the same monster. It fell back asleep.
Anywhere on Erd.
The rear of this room bursts open. You see two giant hands with claws peel through the wall, each 10 feet across these palms.
Like the one near us?
No, the furthest wall from you. At the wall across from you. And peels this material open. You see the head of a giant, ravenous mole peer through.
Hell yeah.
Moles are blind.
And we'll see you next time.
Yeah!
Oh my god, that's so scary.
All right, guys, thank you so much for listening to this one. We really appreciate everybody who listens to this podcast. We're having a great time making it. But if you want to engage with us, you can always become a patron, and you can create custom NPCs at our $10 tier. And if you've been a listener for a while, you've already heard a couple. Also, if you want to play this game, we're about to release another rule book, which will take us through step 3, as well as we're going to start working on step 4 soon and have much more concrete versions of the rules. We have a new character sheet out for patrons at our $2 tier, and at the $1 tier, we've got a really not safe for work cutting room floor episode for everybody.
We say boobs in it.
Boobs.
And boobs. Butts.
Whoa, Keith, tone it down. Okay.
Sorry, I meant ass.
If you
fuck you.
If you'd like to hear me say, wait, what? They do what? Then you want to hear this one.
Yep. On any of our episodes on our Patreon, you can comment on them, even if you're not a patron. We'd love to hear feedback. If you enjoy the podcast, if you have any thoughts about it, any particular episode, we love engaging with our listeners no matter what. So please join in the discussion at patreon.com/RPGFS.
You can find us on facebook.com/RPGFS.
And you can also find us on Twitter at @homebrewhombres.
And on Instagram, RPG from scratch, one word.
Thank you, guys. We really appreciate it. We're having a blast making it. And until next time, stay safe, stand watch, and get a full rest.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.